This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'm starting to get excited. We are now officially a week away from opening day. And I think right now, as Aaron Boone said after the game, that Carrasco is probably in the rotation, or at least set himself up to be in the rotation. He's been really good. Max Fried's been really good, and I think he's still an ace of the staff and an ace inside Major League Baseball. I think this team is going to be good. And you look at offensively, you're right. Like, they got shut out by the Braves tonight, but you look at the game earlier in the day and some of the guys who are having good seasons. Like, I was told that trying Dominguez in left field was going to ruin him. It was going to ruin his confidence. He wasn't going to be able to hit on top of it. It was like he's got three hits yesterday. He's hit home runs the other way. He's been good. Bellinger's been incredibly good. Now, it's just spring training numbers, but these guys, you know, it's important for them to show that, like, that they can hit. And right now, Bellinger's having as good a spring as anyone in baseball. I think that Dominguez has been good. And you're right, Ben Rice has been absolutely killing it. Ben Rice has put on 15 pounds of muscle, and he's hitting the ball as hard as anyone in spring training. And he has been just, he had another home run earlier yesterday. He's going to be the DH. They like him. They think he can hit. I think he's had a really great spring. What you're seeing from the backup catcher, what you're seeing from Reyes, who's probably going to be the utility, who could be the 26th man on this in this roster, he's been hitting well. Before his little bit of a back issue, you saw that Goldschmidt was really driving the ball the other way. I'm excited about the offense, I'm starting to really come around on the idea of Wells as the leadoff hitter. It's not ideal. It's not perfect. But if you look at it, he's going to get a ton of fastballs. And he was, for the second half of last year, a top five offensive catcher in the game. The second half of the season, that's what Wells was. He cooled off in the playoffs, no doubt, but he's got an opportunity for a full season after finding himself halfway through to get a lot of fastballs in front of Judge, have some pop taken, you know, into the short porch in right field. Plus, it creates a lot of athleticism. Like, all the doom and gloomers and the Met fan haters and everything will say, oh, they're old. They're not old. This Yankee team is going to be a lot more exciting than people want to give it credit for. They're a lot more athletic. They're better defensively. They've got a lot more speed than they had last year. A full season of full season of Dominguez, a full season of Jazz, Volpe. Those three guys run like hell. Bellinger can move. Like, if you look at it, that the Yankees are old, I don't know why people keep saying that. Like, if you look at the people who are going to play, yeah, DJ LeMay, who's old, he's not going to play. And the only way he would play is if he was hitting like crazy, so I wouldn't care that he's old. Stanton right now, who knows when we see him. So if you look at the starting lineup for opening day, you look at this team, you've got a 37-year-old Goldschmidt. Show me someone else who's 30 years old besides the best hitter in the world, Judge. Like, that's it. Everybody's 30 or under. Everybody. And they've got speed. They have potential to have four different guys give you 20-20 seasons. They're going to try and create runs at the bottom and steal bases and do a lot of different things. They've got pop at the top with Judge and Wells and Bellinger and Goldschmidt. And then it transitions into some speed and power with Jazz, Dominguez, Volpe. Like, yeah, listen, there is a gaping hole at third base. I've been screaming about it forever. I know it's not going to change now. We're a week away from the season. And honestly, there's still, Cabrera gives you a little bit of, injection of youth, some ability to run. Peraza's excellent defensively. And that's the other thing. Defensively, they're going to be really good. Dominguez has a question in left, no doubt. But Bellinger's good in center. Judge is great in right. Whoever's playing third has shown you the ability to play it. Volpe's a Gold Glove winner. Jazz can play second base. Goldschmidt's a Gold Glove caliber first baseman. And Wells showed you he could catch. Like, defensively, they're going to be better. Athletically, they're going to be better. The lineup is going to be deeper. Like, there's reason for excitement. And the rotation, Will Warren has shown up in camp and had a really great spring. He's probably not going to start the year with the rotation because they can't afford to lose Carrasco, and he's been great. Not just good, great in spring. And I still think they have an ace in Freed, and the back end of the bullpen who we saw last night, the airbender himself, Devin Williams, is one of the best closers in the game. And Weaver has the potential to go multiple innings, and we saw what he could do in the bullpen. Like, the back end of the bullpen is as good as any in baseball, and I think they're better defensively, they're more athletic, the lineup is deeper. And the rotation, despite the injuries, which we're getting Luis Gil back, still has an ace. And has, like, some different things. Like, I still think as a number two, Rodon is, a average to slightly below average number two. And will win you a hell of a lot of games over the course of the regular season. He's overpaid. That's the problem. He's overpaid. It was a bad contract. He's not what they paid for. He's not that second ace to Gerrit Cole. But they went out and found him in Max Fried, hopefully. But over the course of the regular season, Rodon's going to pitch to a 3.5 ERA and win you a lot of games with this Yankee team. So, like, Clark Schmidt, who's probably not going to start the year because he hasn't been built up enough, will eventually join the team sometime in early April. Will Warren will be sitting there for when Cookie Carrasco eventually is no longer good, but you ride that as long as you can. Same thing with Stroman. There's the ability to add come the trade deadline at the rotation. Like, there is no reason to panic. The New York Yankees, to me, are still the team to beat in this American League. They're the defending champs, and nothing has changed. I know they lost Juan Soto, but until other teams step up, there's no question the nemesis, the Houston Astros, have taken a step back. Like, until someone beats the Yankees are the best team in the American League. It's not as clear cut, and the rotation, which was supposed to be a force, is not that. It's just average. But it's still good enough to win a lot of games. And when you add that with the back of the bullpen and the depth of the lineup, I'm really not overly concerned. We got to see how it goes. But so far, and I was joking before and I had Marco laughing, I know that we say it for a reason because it's true, especially with a veteran team like the Yankees with expectations like the Yankees and Mets for that matter, get through spring healthy. It's all that matters. And the Yankees failed at that disastrously. So I get it. Besides the shooting, how is the play, Mrs. Lincoln? I get it. But besides the injuries, they've gotten as many good answers as they could have hoped for. Stroman's been okay. Carrasco's been great. Will Warren's been great. So they've lost Cole for the year, and they've lost Luis Gil for the first half of the season. And the two guys replacing them, arguably, in Stroman and Carrasco and the depth of Will Warren, have really been positive answers. It's not as good as the guys who are gone, but you've got to feel a hell of a lot better about it since when the injuries first took place, with watching them pitch over the course of spring training, and then all the guys you were looking for to have good offensive springs have.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You got to replace Giancarlo Stanton with someone. Ben Rice is absolutely tearing the cover off the ball. Now, he's got a lot to prove. He's a rookie, and we've seen guys tear the cover off the ball in spring before, but he's bulked up. He's hitting it harder than he did last year, and he's proven that he can hit AAA pitching. Let's see what he can do at the major league level, given an opportunity, and I think he will be. Bellinger coming over to a new team, having an incredible spring. Dominguez having a really good offensive spring, and I haven't seen a single botched play in left field over the last week and a half. Jazz Chisholm just hit one a mile. Like, the guys you're looking for to have productive spring trainings are doing it. So despite the injuries, which, again, are far more important than anything else, I'm not trying to run from it, but if you're looking for answers from guys in spring, both teams, really, if you look at the Mets rotation, all the depth that they've had while they're dealing with their injuries, you don't know how long Manaea is going to be out. Probably not overly that long, but could be the entire month of April. You don't know. Probably not more than that. That's probably worst case scenario. But say he misses April. You've got, obviously, Montas gone for probably half the year. And every single person you're looking to step up in that Mets rotation has been incredible. Clay Holmes, the opening day starter, has been unhittable in the spring. David Peterson just gave you another great outing. Griffin Canning is pitching incredibly well. They've got the lowest ERA in all of spring. I mean, so all the answers you're looking for from the Mets, Beatty's killing it and making diving plays at second base. We were screaming about end spring training. That's pretty much a injury issue, which is the most important part again. But if you look at the actual numbers and you look at the actual players and you look at the guys who you needed to show something almost exclusively for both the Yankees and the Mets, you're getting positive reinforcement and positive answers from almost every question you have other than, are they good enough at third base? And how are they going to deal with these injuries? Eventually, is it going to catch up with them? But all the guys you're looking to fill in for those injuries have had really good springs. So we'll see where it goes. But as we are a week away, I'm extremely excited for this Yankee team.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.